From the banks of the Colorado River in Lake Mead to the homes and businesses in Southern Nevada, welcome to Water Smarts, the podcast pumping from the heart of Las Vegas, where we engage with the experts who keep the water flowing throughout Southern Nevada. I'm Bronson Mack.
And I'm Crystal Zelke. From how we treat it, deliver it, use it, protect it, and conserve it, the Water Smarts podcast is all about water in Southern Nevada. We hope to make you a little smarter about the one thing that keeps us all connected, water.
Hey, Crystal, how are you today?
I'm good, Bronson. It is cold still, but getting a little bit warmer.
Getting a little warmer.
I always like to start
happy.
With weather. I always like to talk about the weather in Las Vegas. Speaking of Las Vegas, isn't it an exciting time to live here? You and I both grew up here. So it's always like Las Vegas always does everything bigger and better, I think. But did you ever imagine we would have a Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
Oh, you know, I never did. Like, even as a kid growing up, there'd be times where you'd see Las Vegas on TV. Obviously, there's the old Vegas show with, you know, Dan Tana and like all of that stuff that I remember as a kid. But more so when you started seeing MTV here in Las Vegas and they had the Real World show here and we started getting award shows like the Latin Grammys and then the Country Music Awards. And it was really interesting kind of through that late 90s, early 2000s, you started seeing a lot more of these bigger events. And I think you probably agree with me, like there's no other city in this country that can handle a major event like we can here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and sports was like the one thing we didn't really have. We were getting,
great point.
You know, obviously we had all the entertainment and all this stuff and sporting events were kind of the one thing everybody was like, we can do it, we can do it. And there was just this lag there for various reasons. And then finally things started shifting and we got the Golden Knights and then, you know, the Raiders came. Yep. And so here we are and it's super cool to see.
Here we are hosting the Super Bowl. I mean, absolutely amazing. And I do think obviously Vegas is a great fit for that. We've got the accommodations to be able to handle large groups. And when you're talking like 300,000 people that come on New Year's and that came for the Super Bowl, you know, it's basically like a small city that comes to Las Vegas for these major events. Yet we've got the infrastructure, we've got the facilities, we've got the hospitality to be able to do that. We also have the water management. Like you don't really think about like the water management aspect of this too. And the fact that we're able to reclaim and recycle all of our indoor water use. Those 300,000 people that came here and used the showers and, you know, flushed toilets and all of that indoor water use gets reclaimed, treated, and safely and sustainably returned back to Lake Mead. It's like a perpetual motion machine. And the only way we are really consuming water from Lake Mead is through outdoor irrigation and evaporative cooling. And that outdoor irrigation is something that we all have to do. We have to do that to keep our trees and our plants and that grass alive. But we can do it in a more water efficient way and eliminating that grass, especially those properties that have non-functional grass, that decorative grass. And by replacing that grass, it is big water savings. And there is a state law that has been adopted that will prohibit the use of Colorado River water for non-functional grass beginning in 2027. And here today to provide an update on that law and how SNWA can help these businesses, HOAs, and apartments replace that non-functional grass, we've got SNWA conservation expert Patrick Watson. Patrick, welcome back to the Water Smarts podcast.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Well, we really appreciate having you here. You're always a wealth of knowledge when it comes to water conservation and the various activities and initiatives that we have taking place all over our community in order to help improve our water efficiency. So, Patrick, for our listeners who may not necessarily know about non-functional grass and the non-functional grass law that we refer to as AB 356, can you just provide our listeners with a quick overview of that law and when it goes into effect?
Assembly Bill 356 was put together by our community leaders, SNWA, and state legislators. And what it does is it basically prohibits the use of Colorado River water on non-functional grass. And the law goes into effect January 1st, 2027. We have about 2,000 acres of non-functional grass. And if that grass were replaced with plants and trees and drip irrigated, we'd save about 5 billion gallons of water a year. So that's what we're trying to do is move ourselves into the future.
So Patrick, when we're talking about decorative grass, we're talking about grass that's found in streetscapes, HOA entrances, along sidewalks, and in parking lots. It's not the grass that people use for recreation or picnics or play. In fact, the only time most people use this grass is to mow it. So when AB 356 was passed in 2021, there was about 4,000 acres of grass impacted by this law. Where do we stand right now on replacing this decorative grass with water smart options? Have the properties, like commercial properties and businesses, been diligent about taking the steps needed to comply with this new law?
Well, Crystal, I can tell you that some of the larger master homeowner associations have stepped up and started doing their conversions. And they do that because it's a multi-year process. So we have Summerlin Master and Sun City Anthem Master Association, Piccoli Ranch, Anthem Country Club, Desert Shores. These are very large master associations, and they've started their projects because they're going to take 4 to 5 years to get everything out. However, we have commercial businesses and smaller HOAs that haven't started, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these that are out there that haven't even begun to plan their projects. And that could be an issue because come January 1st, 2027, they will not be able to irrigate their non-functional turf with Colorado River water. So we need them to get started. And we know that planning process takes time. So they need to get started now.
So come January 1st of 2027, that's like 3 years away, it will ultimately be against the law. It'll be prohibited for HOAs, commercial businesses, multifamily residential, like apartments and condos. These properties will not be able to use Colorado River water, which is like 90% of our water supply, to irrigate this decorative, non-functional grass. And, you know, Patrick, I'm sure that some of our listeners are thinking, well, you know, there's still a few years here before the deadline. But like you said, they need to act now. Some of these projects take a little bit of time, depending on the complexity of either what you're going to replace that grass with or how much grass you have to replace. What do you say to those property owners that are, you know, sort of dragging their feet a little bit on taking action on their grass?
Get busy. They need to get busy. We know that for an HOA, the planning process can take a year or more because they're dealing with boards. They have to have public meetings. They have to figure out how they're going to pay for these things. It's not easy. Then they have to get bids. So they need to get busy. And we can help them with that. Commercial businesses, every bit of their turf is non-functional turf. And we know that. They just need to get it done and get it out. The other thing is, at the end of this year, December 31st, 2024, the rebate's going to change for non-functional turf. Right now, it's at $3 for the first 10,000 square feet and $1.50 thereafter. And January 1, it'll go down by one-third. It'll be $2 for the first 10,000 and $1 after that for all non-functional turf. So the clock is ticking. It's time to get your turf project started and get them done.
And Patrick, just to be clear for our listeners, the Water Authority decreased the Water Smart Landscapes incentive for non-functional grass beginning January 1, 2025. And that's for commercial properties, business, multifamily. This isn't single-family home residential. So specifically the grass that's targeted by AB 356. And any business or HOA interested in the landscape rebate to help cover the costs will need to enroll in the program and complete their conversions by December 31st. So it's not like you can start it and not complete it. It has to be done this year, correct?
That's correct. If they start it this year, in order to get the $3 or maximum incentive for non-functional turf, it will have to be completed by the end of this year. Okay. So they need to get going.
Yes. And then at the same time, not to confuse anybody, but the Water Authority did increase the cash incentive to $5 per square foot for residential properties. And those are to replace grass with drip irrigated plants and trees in single family homes. But again, those projects also need to be completed in 2024. So we've really got two different things happening here. We've got the residential, and then we have the commercial and business HOA side of things. What else should our listeners keep in mind, Patrick?
One of the things they should keep in mind is SNWA is a resource. We've gone through thousands of these conversions with commercial businesses and HOAs and multifamily properties. And our staff are well aware of everything that they need to do. I like to call it our concierge service. if you contact them directly, they'll walk you through the whole process. They'll help you get through these things. We have contractor lists on snwa.com if you need a contractor. We have WaterSmart contractors. We have a plant search tool on snwa.com. We can provide maps to you for bidding purposes and let you know what's functional, what's non-functional. So please take advantage of SNWA's resources. Contact us or get on snwa.com and look us up. We do have a tree incentive. So any new trees that you put in your landscaping in your converted area, we will give you $100 per new tree to 100% of your canopy coverage. So the tree canopy helps us with the urban heat island effect. We want to create that shading effect of the ground. So please take advantage of that as well.
So Patrick, one of the things I just want to confirm or reiterate is that in order to qualify for the tree incentive, residents or businesses have to also be enrolled in the WaterSmart Landscapes rebate program. So it's together. You can't just put an extra tree in your backyard and get the $100 bonus. You have to be enrolled, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, you have to be a participant in the WaterSmart Landscapes program.
And participants in the WaterSmart Landscape Rebate Program that are commercial customers, HOAs, multifamily residential, their non-functional grass, through the end of this year will receive $3 a square foot. That rebate will decrease to $2 a square foot come 2025. So we want these properties to act now. Take advantage of these incentives while they are there. It helps to offset the cost of making these conversions and add some trees in there. As you said, that gets you an extra $100 per tree. But at the same time, it's combating that urban heat island effect that you talked about there, Patrick. And just so that our listeners understand, every city, and especially in the Southwest, experiences the urban heat island effect. And what that means is all of our hardscapes that we have in the valley, asphalt, concrete, block walls, tile roofs, stucco, everything that's a hardscape is retaining heat during the day and then radiating that heat at night after sundown. That means our overnight temperatures don't get as low as they would if we were just still native Mojave Desert environment here. And then we start the next day at a warmer temperature. It gets hotter faster and it stays hotter longer throughout the day. And one of the best ways to combat that is shade. The more we can shade our hardscapes, the less heat those hardscapes have the ability to absorb and then radiate overnight. And as we look at the implications of climate change, for us here in Southern Nevada, it is going to be a warmer and drier future. And we are already seeing some of our tree canopy within Las Vegas experiencing heat stress. Just look at all the pine trees as you drive around Las Vegas, and you can see their needles are a little thinner. Their canopy is a little thinner. You can see the pine cones. That's because these types of trees are starting to live outside of their heat tolerance here in Las Vegas. So we also need to make sure that we're also thinking about some of these more mature trees that are beginning to get heat stress and think about succession planning for those and replacing those trees with trees that are more desert adapted that will do much better in the future with this warmer and drier climate ahead for us. So just a little background there on the urban heat island effect, the value of trees here in Las Vegas. And Patrick, quick question because this comes up. Trees use water. And so adding more trees, isn't that just going to increase our water use anyway?
Not necessarily. The right species of tree here in Southern Nevada uses way less water than turf does. So turf uses 73 gallons per square foot. Trees and plants use about 18 gallons per square foot. And they shade the ground, they keep it cooler. So again, trees are a benefit to our environment.
Yeah, Patrick, I'm really glad you brought up those numbers. 73 gallons per square foot per year for grass. That is a column of water that is 10 feet tall. That is the height of an NBA basketball hoop. So just consider that every patch of grass gets the equivalent of 10 feet of water applied to it every single year, whereas those trees and plants you referenced at 18 gallons per square foot per year, that's a column of water that's less than 3 feet tall. So certainly adding trees, yep, you got to water them, but those trees and plants are going to use a whole lot less water than grass. Patrick, give us some more. What else can businesses do and what can residents do to save water? Like what's the most impactful thing they can do aside from taking out that grass?
It's really simple, is water on their watering day and stick to that. And every time there's a seasonal change, make sure they get out and change their watering clock. We can save a significant amount of water just doing that. And being conscious of your irrigation, go out and check it occasionally. You know, you should be checking it 2-3 times a year just to make sure there aren't any leaks or broken sprinkler heads. So pay attention to the watering outdoors. It's very important. Another thing you can do, when you can water 3 days a week, doesn't necessarily mean you have to water 3 days a week. Ramp that up. Start slow. Do 1 day, 2 days, then 3 days as the temperatures increase. Even into the summer when you can water every day but Sunday, ramp it up slowly. You don't need to go straight to 6 days a week or whatever your watering guide says. Be mindful of that and just start slow and bring it up slowly. It'll save you money, actually, and save us water. You can find these tips and many more resources on our website, snwa.com.
Yeah, snwa.com, that is the place to be for all of your conservation information, tips, resources, contacts. There is a wealth of information on that website, all for our community to be able to take the action that is necessary to continue to contribute to the water conservation success we have had. 2023 was one of our lowest water use years in decades. In fact, it was comparable to what we used in the early 1990s when our community had less than 1 million people. We're now at 2.3 million people, and we're using less water today than we did 20 years ago. And that is because of you. That is because of the conservation that you have committed to, changing that sprinkler clock every season, ramping up your watering, as you said, Patrick, as we go from 1 day to 3 days a week in spring and then 3 days to 6 days in summer. Making those gradual changes helps your water bill, helps to conserve water, and your landscape will absolutely stay healthy. Patrick Watson with the Southern Nevada Water Authority's Conservation Division, thank you so much for sharing all of this great information about non-functional grass and rebates.
Well, thanks for having me. As usual, it was a good time.
Thanks, Patrick. Well, Crystal, a lot of important information there for property owners that still have grass, right?
Yeah, and we understand there's a lot. It's a lot. There's so much going on, and it's amazing. We've got a lot of great programs and incentives in place, but we understand that it might be a little confusing to everybody out there. So just to clarify a little bit more about what we were talking about with Patrick, the Water Smart Landscape Rebate Program, we have an increase on the residential side, and then we have the same $3 square foot on the commercial side. But as of January 1, 2025, the rebate for the commercial HOA multifamily business side will decrease to $2 a square foot up to 10,000 square feet. And then it goes to $1 for every square foot after that. So we understand that's a little confusing, but just to kind of clarify that there are kind of two separate things that are going on right here. We've got decreases and then increases.
Yeah. And on the commercial, if you are a commercial property owner, if you manage an HOA, if you're on your HOA board and you have grass within your HOA that is lining your streets, that isn't part of the park area, this is that non-functional grass. Take advantage of it now because you can get $3 a square foot until the end of the year. You got to complete your project this year and get rid of that non-functional grass. Replace that with something beautiful, trees and plants. Get that shade. Get that added incentive for the $100 per tree. You can shade those hardscapes. It's all going to be a benefit to you over the long run. And then on top of that, we talked a little bit about the homeowner change. So if you're a homeowner, now you can get $5 a square foot. Now I realize we're bumping it up here for homeowners. We got a grant from the state of Nevada. It's a federal grant that was provided through the state. And then, of course, the Water Authority is continuing its contributions to fund these rebates. But now at $5 a square foot, finishing your project this year, homeowners can cash into. They're also eligible for that additional $100 for every new tree. So if you're a homeowner and you've been thinking, well, maybe we should do the grant, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to get the biggest bang for your buck. Take advantage of that. Go to snwa.com. Get registered in the program. Sign up for the program. Once you do that, you're good to go. Well, that's it for this episode here on the Water Smarts Podcast. We hope you subscribe and join us next time. And if you like the show, give us a rating. It'll help other Southern Nevadans find this important information. And if you want more information about conservation or water quality or new technologies and all the things that go on to help ensure your reliable delivery of water, you can find that on our website at snwa.com. That's snwa.com. Get all the information you need. Stay water smart. Thanks for listening and join us here next time on Water Smarts.
Attention business, HOA, and multifamily properties. It's time to break up with your high-maintenance, water-thirsty grass. Nevada law requires the removal of decorative grass in Southern Nevada by the end of 2026. Don't let the deadline sneak up on you. Get cash incentives now while funding is still available through the Southern Nevada Water Authority to help offset costs to upgrade your grass with vibrant, water-smart landscaping. The Water Smart Landscapes Rebate Program is not guaranteed to last, so don't miss out. Apply today and learn more about additional cash incentives for businesses at snwa.com. SNWA is a not-for-profit water agency.